This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Every day, the equivalent of over 2,000 garbage trucks full of plastic is dumped into our oceans, rivers, and lakes with catastrophic consequences for people and planet. This stark warning comes from UN Chief Antonio Guterres on Monday's World Environment Day. Mr. Guterres also stressed that the more plastic we produce, the more fossil fuel we burn, aggravating the climate crisis. The UN chief called current international negotiations on a draft treaty to end plastic pollution promising and said that the world must work as one to kick its plastics habit. He insisted that if the world acts now, plastic pollution can be reduced by a staggering 80% by 2040, according to research from the UN Environment Programme, UNEP. Countries have committed to finalize the legally binding agreement by November this year. This year's World Environment Day is also the starting point of the Bonn Climate Change Conference, where countries discuss their commitments to help limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels and look ahead to the next major UN climate meeting, COP28, which kicks off in Dubai in November. The world's largest gathering of organized labor saw government, employer, and worker delegates from 187 countries convene in Geneva on Monday. It's a pivotal time for the labor market, according to Gilbert Ungbo, head of the International Labor Organization, ILO. Speaking at the opening of the International Labor Conference, Mr. Ungbo warned against deepening labor inequalities, with low-income countries in debt distress, facing an employment deficit three times that of high-income countries, and struggling to return to pre-pandemic levels of development. While hailing productivity gains enabled by lightning-fast technological progress, the ILO chief cautioned against an increasing gulf between growth in productivity and growth in wages. Mr. Ungbo also deplored the fact that 240 million workers worldwide earn a salary which puts them below the poverty line. He slammed as absurd the fact that 4 billion people did not have access to social protection and called out the persistent 20-cent-per-hour gender pay gap, as well as a rise in child labor and forced labor. We need to put our foot on the accelerator in pursuing social justice, he said, before calling for a global coalition to turbocharge investment in social protection and decent work. While the war rages on in Ukraine, reconstruction is already on the agenda at a meeting in Geneva on Monday, which brought together the UN Economic Commission for Europe, UNECE, and the mayors of Kharkiv and Mykolaiv, together with experts and donors. Since April 2022, at the request of Ukraine's infrastructure ministry, UNECE, together with 16 UN entities and international organizations, architects and engineers, has been implementing pilot projects in the two cities. Under the UN for Ukrainian Cities initiative, the efforts aim to draw up reconstruction master plans and help build back more sustainably, with an approach that links emergency and long-term strategic objectives, UNECE said. In Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, over 3,300 apartment buildings have been destroyed or damaged, according to the city council, while in Mykolaiv, the housing stock accounts for 77% of the overall destruction. Earlier this year, the World Bank said that overall damage to Ukraine's housing sector following the full-scale Russian invasion is estimated at over $50 billion. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.